Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Jimenez moves to third. Simile moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Simile scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Houser reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Pfister goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Frank Funk now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pfister strikes out. 1 out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein strikes out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimolai takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ty Klein. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luplau takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to third. Essigian moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Essigian scores. Luplau moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Luplau scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held is hit by the pitch. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Willie Kirkland now playing center field. Chuck Essigian now playing right field. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry Kindall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindall hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Latman reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.